Re. Letter. I wonder if we have learned anything. I have struggled with the idea of forcing vaccines on some people, but I have decided it is for the greater good. My mother-in-law is 91 and sharp as a tack. The vaccine gives her some protection, but not as much as younger people. I ask myself if it is better to allow workers in her building to remain unvaccinated and likely cause her death, or force them to protect her life. The vaccines have been tested, and now used on hundreds of millions of people, including pregnant women. In the last 3 months in Alberta, 18 unvaccinated pregnant women were admitted to an intensive care unit, ICU, and 10 of them had premature babies. You are roughly 10 times as likely to have a blood clot during COVID than using the riskiest vaccine. The numbers are similar for cardiac issues. Up to 40% of people have no symptoms with COVID, but up to one-third of people go on to develop long COVID where they have serious symptoms for years, including brain fog, fatigue, blood clots, cardiac issues, etc. An unvaccinated pilot is more likely to get a blood clot than a vaccinated one. Apple had $58.4 billion in profits last year. It was the world's most profitable company. Moderna lost $506 million in the last 6 months of 2020, while they tooled up to make their vaccine. Since then they had a profit of $4 billion, which includes all of their products, not just vaccine. Pfizer made $16.27 billion profit in 2019 before COVID. That fell to $9.62 billion while they tooled up for COVID in 2020. So far this year, they have made $10.4 billion on track to earn $20 billion this year, of which $4 billion will be from the COVID vaccine. By June 2022, they will have earned back all the money they spent building factories for COVID vaccine, which is when they actually start making money on the vaccine. So far, the money invested in developing the vaccine hasn't been recouped, which means that they haven't made money from the vaccine yet, let alone making $93 billion. However, I agree with the writer about lost jobs, debt, hypocrisy, and climate change. Bob Wilson, Calgary.